ABC Radio Darwin.
Aussie.
On ABC Radio Darwin. Last night, it was the hottest October night ever in Darwin. So if you had difficulty sleeping, it's no surprise. The temperature dipped from 30 to 29 degrees at 7:30 last night, and that's as cool as things got. And tonight, we are in for more of the same. If ever there was a time to be thankful for your aircon, it is now. But what do you do if your source of cool air gives up on you? Al Hunt is from HME Aircon and Electrical and has been servicing Darwin's air conditioners for decades. Al, just how busy is business at the moment?
Oh, Liz, it's pretty hectic for any air conditioning company out there at the moment. It's pretty hectic, and to meet people's needs and stuff is pretty hard to do.
What are the main issues that you're encountering at the moment?
Just the usual thing that happens at this time of the year. There's just, people have sort of left their servicing up to the last minute and, you know, having it done and, you know, like having people try to service many air conditioners in a short period of time, you know, that's about the main thing. But there's a lot of funny little things, you know, like we get a bit of lightning activity and stuff, and that takes out, you know, electronics, and the odd gecko strays onto the printed circuit boards and interrupts the function of the air conditioning unit.
But mostly the issue is people like me who this morning went, I was meant to get my air conditioner cleaned during the dry season and I didn't. I might give the aircon bloke a call now. Is that what everyone is doing?
Pretty much, Liz, pretty much. But we all, you know, creatures of habit, and that's what we do, yeah. You know, like I'll put it off until I need it, you know.
So just how important is it to get the aircon regularly cleaned to make sure it's functioning at optimal capacity?
Well, it's just not for its optimal capacity strengths, just the fact of just hygiene, personal hygiene in itself, you know, like they are the breeding ground for, you know, whatever's in the air at the time, you know, is being circulated through that air conditioning unit, and it makes for a cocktail in the middle and comes back out at whatever it is, you know, like a combination of Fred's flu and you know, Mary's bloody whatever she's got going on, and comes straight back out. And you know, we have those little issues where we say, oh, geez, you know, it's a wet season again, and there's that, you know, like there's that little wog that's getting around or whatever. Quite often it's something, it's just somebody's just picked up through an aircon.
Yeah, right. So how often should we be getting our air conditioners cleaned in that case?
Well, it all depends, of course, on how often you use it and how dependent you are on it. A lot of buildings are built today that they need to have air conditioning, you know, permanently for whatever reason. And, you know, it really depends on how often it's being used. That's step one. Step two, the environment with which it's being used, you know, like your next door neighbour might have a building project on and there's lots of dust in the air. All that dust comes through the aircon and blah, blah, blah. But I would recommend, you know, every 12 months, generally, rule of thumb, every 12 months, have it professionally cleaned. You know, clean your filters regularly, every 2 weeks. You know. Chalk it in with when you, I don't know, vacuum the back veranda or something, whatever.
The little filter bit that you can take out, you should clean that every 2 weeks.
Yeah, for sure.
Cripes.
Yeah, yeah.
Okay.
Well, just coordinate it in with something that you do every 2 weeks.
I haven't been doing that every 2 weeks. Can a clean be, like if your aircon doesn't seem to be running all that well, is a professional clean going to make a difference? Is that often just what the problem is?
I would say 8 times out of 10.
Yeah, right. Okay.
I would say 8 times out of 10. Yeah, something like that. You know, like if it's still cooling, but not quite as good as it used to, or, you know, you can't feel as much airflow coming out of it as you used to, then, yeah, 8 times out of 10, she just needs a good clean. And all you really need to do as a householder is shine your torch up into it and just see what sort of mould has grown on the thing that's called a scroll fan.
Yeah.
And just see if there's a build-up of mould on it. If you see that, then now's the time to get it done. Of course, keep it in your filters clean.
Yeah, on ABC Radio Darwin, Al Hunt from HME Aircon and Electrical. He's just the kind of guy that you might have called in the last couple of days as the temperature soared and the heat wave continued. For your average at-home air conditioners, is there a risk of overheating them if you run them too long? Is that a possibility?
Well, generally speaking, they have an over-temperature setting in them. So once they do get, like if you just haven't cleaned your filters and it's like cardboard, then today's air conditioner will normally shut down with a fault. And that's when, you know, the householder would normally contact someone like HME and say, hey, look, my air conditioner's doing blah, 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 blah. And quite often Jane can fix that problem over the phone. You know, she'll ask a series of questions and leading from that, she might come up with, clean the filters and reset the power. And actually, that's another thing that's really important at this time of the year. Flashing lights and things on your air conditioning unit that cause it to go into fault quite often is a power surge, and all that needs to happen is turn the outdoor unit off at the isolator and wait 15 minutes, turn it back on again, and lo and behold, you quite often fix the problem yourself.
Okay, turn it off, turn it back on again. Always good advice and a good reminder. Got a listener question. Someone asks, when I use my aircon overnight, I wake up feeling all dry and parched. Should I be sleeping with a humidifier?
What I always recommend, especially if a family's bringing home a newborn or something like that, what I always recommend is to leave a window slightly open, because the whole process of air conditioning dries the air out within that room, and if it's not being subjected to fresh air overnight or while it's closed from some source, whether it being a door opened every now and again or whatever, then it's actually drying the air out, and a baby's not going to wake up in the middle of the night and say, geez, I need a drink of water. Can somebody go to the fridge and get me a drink of water? It's going to cry. And the mother often thinks, oh yeah, just feed the baby, happy days. And while the breastfeeding does soothe the baby's dry throat, it's actually the dry throat that's woken the baby, and not the fact that the baby needed a feed. So I always suggest leaving a window open just a little bit, just so that some outside air can be introduced into the room.
And is that worth employing for the rest of the family as well, if they're feeling a little bit 100%. Dried out? Yeah, and 100%. Don't need to invest 100%. In a humidifier if you're just leaving a little bit of air to come in. On that, I've got some different settings on the remote: dry, cool, auto. Is there any reason I'd go for anything other than cool?
Nope.
Nah. Forget nope. about it. No
this
point.
This is Darwin. It's hot. We want cold.
Yeah, okay. So don't fiddle around with those settings.
No, not while we live in the environment with which we live.
There's a lot of buttons on the remote, and I don't know what half of them are for. Are there any buttons that are sometimes useful to know, or just put it on cool and turn it down?
Put it on cool. Well, fan speed. Rather than going for, you know, setting it to 16 degrees and hoping it's going to get there, put it on 24 degrees. And increase your fan speed. Move more air. Simple as that. Don't think that your air conditioner is going to be more efficient by putting it on 16 degrees. Put it on 23, 24, and increase your fan speed. Just move more air. Yeah, simple as that. Putting it on 16 degrees is never going to achieve 16 degrees when it's 39 outside. It's never going to happen.
Al, you've been working on air conditioners here in the top end for decades, servicing them for decades. Do you hear of many people up here who still live without aircon?
Oh, yeah, tropical houses. I love them. Tropical houses, good airflow. Well, let's face it, scientists tell us the world is getting hotter. So, it's even the older generation Territorians are looking for that air conditioning piece of mind for nighttime sleeping. They're getting few and far between now, people that live without air conditioning.
Yeah. All right, any other tips for getting the most out of our aircon during a heat wave?
Just make sure they're regularly serviced before it hits the fan.
Good one. All right, thanks, Al. I'll let you go.
No worries. Nice to talk to you, Liz.